Well, hello, welcome back to again to our thought for the day. Let's pray before we turn to God's word. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that is open before us. We pray for your Holy Spirit. Lord, teach us and apply it to our hearts. May we see the truly wonderful truths in these verses this morning. We ask it for your praise and glory. Amen. Well, our passage this morning is Ephesians chapter 3, and verses 7 to 13. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things. His intent was that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. Well, in these verses, Paul focuses on what he calls in verse 7, this gospel. So what is this gospel? Let's focus on four of the things that we find in these verses. First, that it's a gift, verse 7. And as Alan so helpfully reminded us on Sunday evening, you can't earn a gift. And says Paul, this gospel is the gift of God's grace. In fact, Paul goes even further because he tells us that he became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace. And so every opportunity that we have to serve Christ, whether by prayer, by acts of kindness and mercy, by teaching, by evangelism, by the witness of our words and life, each is a gift of God's grace. Second, says Paul, the gospel is riches, verse 8. Indeed, the unsearchable riches of Christ. And what a truly wonderful way to describe the Christian gospel. And that's why it's the responsibility of preachers of God's word to talk not about themselves, not about current events, not just to deliver moral exhortations, but to proclaim and preach the unsearchable riches of Christ as the bread of life, as the light of the world, as the way, the truth, and the life, as the only way to the Father, as the resurrection and the life, as the good shepherd. This and so much more are the unsearchable riches of Christ. And then third, Paul describes the gospel as a mystery, verse 9. Now, he's not using the word in the way in which we use the word when we talk, for example, about a mystery novel, one in which oblique clues are given so that we can try and work out for ourselves whether it was the cook or the butler that committed the murder. Now, the mystery is the salvation story made known to us by God's revelation through the prophets and apostles and brought to full expression in God's timing through the person and work of Christ. You see, you can't fathom out the Christian gospel by intellectual rigour. You can indeed, sadly, be the Dean of Theology at the world's best university, and the gospel of Christ could still be a complete mystery to you. And yet you may have not a single GCSE to your name, but God has graciously revealed to you through his word, through the Holy Spirit, the mystery of God's plan of salvation through Christ. And fourthly, the gospel is, verse 11, part of God's eternal purpose. Now, I think before the Holy Spirit taught me otherwise, I think I probably thought something like this, that God, yes, created the world perfectly, that man sinned, and then God thought, oh, bother, that wasn't supposed to happen, we'd better have a plan B, so we'll have some animal sacrifices. But then they didn't work perfectly either, so right, plan C, better send Christ to see if he can sort things out. Now, I know that sounds absurd, but I'm sure I'm not the only person who thought like that. But no, says Paul, the gospel is according to God's eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you see, there was never any other plan in the mind of God. A gift, unsearchable riches, a mystery, and part of God's eternal purpose. This is the gospel. And so, as one of our hymns wonderfully puts it, we have a gospel to proclaim, good news for men in all the earth, the gospel of a Saviour's name. We tell his glory, tell his worth. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that your eternal purpose and plan to redeem your people through the death and resurrection and glorious ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ was laid in eternity past and revealed through the Old Testament into the New Testament in perfectly in the life of Christ. Lord, we thank you for revealing this wonderful truth to us through your Holy Spirit and through your word. May it be uppermost in our hearts and minds. May it bring glory to you. And may we seek to bring glory to you as we praise you for your gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.